Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the Good Life, syndicated nationally, coast to coast. And it's time for one of our great, great segments here called Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley, live from Miami. Paxton, good morning.
Well, good morning, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, we've been fortunate that our longtime sponsor, Tikkun Olam, has given us some of their amazing CBD products to pass on to our listeners. So we'll be giving away Tikkun Olam CBD to the first five listeners who contact us on our email address, which is cannabishealing.com@gmail.com. And speaking of sponsors, here's a word from another one, voiceover coach Steve Guerin.
There is a constant search for new talent in the rewarding and lucrative world of voiceovers. Do you think you have what it takes? Steve Guerin's VoiceWorks, since 1988, offers Skype training. For more information about signing up for Skype voiceover coaching sessions, email Steve at voiceworksnyc@gmail.com. That's voiceworksnyc@gmail.com.
Now, folks, this past week, news broke that the celebrity cannabis company Whoopi and Maya are actually closing their doors after four very successful years. Now, the company was founded by Whoopi Goldberg and her business partner Maya Elizabeth. And what makes them so important, it was the first cannabis company that actually produced products to help alleviate female-oriented problems. And I'm sorry to say the California-based company is closing, but they say due to internal problems, and they surely will be missed. And now, with the Democratic primary season happening, well, we decided to look at what the leading candidates are saying about marijuana legalization. So with us today to talk about it is Keith Stroup. We've had him on before. He's founder and legal counsel for the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, known as NORML. And Keith Stroup, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be back with you.
Well, I'm happy to have you back, and so let's get started. Now, at the moment, there are two front runners emerging in the primary race. We've got Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. Now, Sanders announced he will legalize cannabis one day after he's elected, and making him the only one of the candidates that's really a viable candidate at this point. So, Keith, how important is marijuana legalization as a national political issue? What do you think?
Well, obviously, to those of us who have been longtime activists involved in trying to end marijuana prohibition and develop a system of regulation and legalization in this country, it's an important issue. And certainly I'm among that community that might well choose who I vote for based on their position on marijuana. But I think that's fairly rare. I think most people in this country, the marijuana legalization issue matters to them. And in fact, the latest Gallup poll shows we enjoy something like 68% support nationwide. And we have four or five other national polls that show the same thing. Two out of three Americans now support fully legalizing marijuana, not just for medical use. So we've largely won the hearts and minds of the public. But it, for most of those people who are going to be voting, it's a secondary or tertiary issue. They may be more concerned about wages or the economy or war and peace or nuclear weapons or the environment, obviously the climate crisis that we face. So I want to be honest. I think the vast majority of voters on November 3rd will be concerned about marijuana policy and concerned in the direction we want them concerned. They want to speed along full legalization. But it may not be the issue that determines who they support.
Okay, you know, I understand that, and I think most of our listeners do. But let's get back to the candidates. Let's talk about Buttigieg. He says he has a plan B for legalization. What does that mean?
Well, I would say this, but both Bernie and Mayor Pete favor legalizing marijuana. It's a question of how much detail they've offered. Neither have offered a lot of detail, but Bernie has said that he would issue a series of edicts the first day he's in office, and one of them would legalize marijuana in all 50 states. Well, let me be honest with you. While I admire his enthusiasm, and I certainly admire his politics on it, that simply isn't the way the system works. There is nothing a president can do his first day in office that would require a state legislature to change their state law. The most he could do would be to direct the DEA to deschedule marijuana or to schedule it to a lower schedule under federal law. And that would be a positive step for certain. But we still have to do the hard work at the state level to legalize marijuana in the various states. Now, I think what's fascinating about this election cycle, prior to this, no one would even mention the L word, legalization. Even back in 2016, the closest we got from Hillary was at some point she agreed that while she wasn't comfortable embracing legalization, she would not, as the head of the federal government, interfere with states that decided they wanted to experiment. Well, that's a position that at a minimum we have to demand that of any candidate. But today we have the entire Democratic gaggle of candidates who support legalization with two exceptions. Joe Biden, remember, he's an old-time law and order anti-drug guy, and Joe Biden says he supports decriminalizing marijuana. Now, that's a step. That means that at least he wouldn't propose we should maintain criminal penalties against marijuana users. But he will not, at least yet, endorse a legalization system where you would have a legally regulated market. And then we have Mayor Bloomberg, who, when he was mayor of New York, marijuana arrests went from something like 5,000 arrests a year to 55,000. And most importantly, he instituted that terrible stop and frisk policy whereby they could stop you on the street, pat you down. If they felt something in your pocket, they'd ask you to empty your pockets. If you had a joint in your pocket, which was legal to have up to an ounce in marijuana in New York City for some time, they would then charge you with a crime for public display of marijuana because you had emptied your pocket at the order of a police officer. It affected almost entirely black Americans and brown Americans. It was a terribly unjust policy. Unfortunately, it's no longer in effect. But
now, wait, I want to ask you, what's Michael Bloomberg saying now? Has he rescinded that so-called order in terms, or is he still against legalization?
He apologized recently for those years in which, when he was mayor, they infected stop and frisk. So he does recognize that that was a mistake, or at least he recognized politically you're not going to get the support of African Americans if that's your position. Now, as to marijuana specifically, he said two things that were, I thought, offensive. He, not long ago, a few weeks ago, said that marijuana legalization was the craziest idea he had ever heard of. And then just last week, within the last 4 or 5 days, he referred to medical marijuana as a crazy idea. So,
really?
I must say that even though he has said he will stay out of, he won't interfere with the states, he's taken the same position that Hillary had 4 years ago. So I don't think he'll be a problem in terms of our moving forward in the various states, but my goodness, I don't think we can expect much change on the federal level if the president is somebody who thinks medical marijuana and full legalization are both crazy ideas, and that's what Bloomberg currently says.
Now, what about Elizabeth Warren? She says she will, and this I'm going to quote it, the word, modernize cannabis laws, even though she didn't support legalization in her own state of Massachusetts. I mean, what's that all about? Do you know about her stance?
Well, I have seen that she has registered, where asked by other pollsters how she feels, including Politico, the publication. She says she supports full legalization. It's interesting, there are a number of candidates, including Kamala Harris, who was a former state attorney general, who used to be terribly anti-marijuana and certainly did not support legalization at the state level. We have Amy Klobuchar, who's a former state attorney general and certainly was not previously a legalization proponent. Yet all of those people now say They support legalization, and they would not interfere with the state's prerogative. So it is a sea change. It's a 180-degree change from the environment we have dealt with in prior presidential elections.
Maybe they're all doing this because of economic reasons. Obviously, people are saying how many billions of dollars the cannabis market is going to be making in the next number of years. And maybe a lot of these candidates are seeing this as, shall we say, bettering our economy if they legalize marijuana. What do you think of that thought in mind?
I think that is clearly one of the factors that they all consider of. Senator Booker, when he was still a candidate, talked about the benefits that tax revenue could do in cities like Newark, for example. So, yes, that is a motivation. Their motivation is not always high-minded. Sometimes it's a revenue enhancer. But, you know, from our perspective, I don't think it matters. All we care is that they see the fact that prohibition is a failed public policy and that there are alternatives that are better both for marijuana smokers, but also for society as a whole. Again, the reason we're winning this is not that we have better arguments than we used to have. It's that over the last several decades, we've finally won the hearts and minds of a majority of the American public.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to hear that. Can you tell our listeners how people can find Normal's webpage so they can find information about what's going on in their own states with regard to legalization and also the 2020 elections? Where should they go?
Just go to normal.org, and remember, Normal is an acronym without an A, NORML.org.
Okay, well, Keith, thanks so much for being on Cannabis Healing today. And as we get closer to the elections, I'd love to have you on again.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
Sure. Folks, don't forget to contact us to be among the first 5 people to receive your free CBD product from our sponsor, Tikkun Olam, who makes really high-quality cannabis and hemp products. So remember, go to cannabishealing.com at gmail.com. And please, search my name, Paxton Quigley. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.